Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The state would like to close the Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Juvenile Correction Facility near Irma in 2021, but finding an alternative is proving to be a rocky road. The state agreed to build smaller regional facilities to replace the Lincoln County facilities after a series of events led to lawsuits and dismissals related to problems within the facility. But the Joint Finance Committee has rejected a $73 million plan to build facilities in Milwaukee and Hortonia. The committee voted to scrap the plan, saying the money isn't there. And could the current concern over PFAS in Wisconsin's drinking water have been addressed earlier? Yes, if the DNR had been properly staffed and funded, says a former EPA official. The water contaminant PFAS, which is linked to health risks, has been found in water systems across Wisconsin, including Rhinelander. Susan Hedman is a former Great Lakes Regional Administrator for the EPA. She says a declining DNR budget is partly to blame.
The agency has not had an opportunity for scientists to be looking at environmental problems that are on the horizon, to be able to get out in front of problems, like, for instance, the PFAS problem that has been identified in the last couple of years.
Falling funding and staffing levels at state environmental protection agencies is not unique to Wisconsin. Between 2008 and 2018, 30 states cut budgets and 40 cut staffing, according to a report by the Environmental Integrity Project. Wisconsin was number one in budgetary cuts. You can hear more of this week's edition of The Stream coming up later today at 5:45. Here on WXPR. And two-thirds of rural counties in Wisconsin lost population from the years 2010 to 2018. That finding in a report by Forward Analytics, a research arm of the Wisconsin Counties Association. Forward Analytics Director Dale Knapp says the pattern of rural counties growing more slowly than urban areas is a long one. He says they looked at more than 1,900 rural counties across the nation.
The basic trend has been from slow rural growth in both population and economic measures in the 90s and 2000s to decline. Between 2010 and 2018, both in Wisconsin and nationally, two-thirds of rural counties actually lost population.
Knapp says one factor in lack of rural development is not having high-speed broadband.
But we're still all connected. Businesses are connected. And to the extent that you don't have broadband, you're much more likely to see both population and economic decline.
We have a link to more information at WXPR.org. And the Wisconsin Assembly has approved a plan requiring a mandatory 18-month prison sentence for anyone convicted of operating while intoxicated, fifth offense. Lawmakers want to make it tougher on repeat drunk drivers. They also voted for a plan to give prosecutors more time to see if a driver has an OWI in another state before making a decision on charges. The sponsor of the bill, State Representative Jim Ott, says this isn't about locking up more people. He just wants drivers to think about drinking and driving. And a federal judge in Madison has ordered the release of a political protester, Jeremy Ryan. That ruling was issued Wednesday under conditions of a plea deal Ryan agreed to last year. Ryan has admitted trying to obtain radioactive material over the internet. His attorney says Ryan planned to use the material to kill himself. FBI agents arrested him October 2018. Ryan was once known as Segway Jeremy because he rode a Segway while protesting at the state capitol in 2011. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: cold conditions continuing, partly sunny, high near 6. Tonight clear, low around 18 below with wind chills to about 30 below. Friday sunny, high near 11, again cold, wind chills. And then Saturday, a 40% chance of snow, high near 32. That's the news. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.